morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the interim county administrator for Escambia County. There's a meeting this morning at the county commission. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. There's so much interesting stuff on this agenda that we need to talk about. Let's start with this. You and I talked many times about resolving all of these union contracts, and last time we talked last Thursday, you were very optimistic that the ECAT situation had been solved, and then they took the vote on Sunday, and three members only voted in favor of it, two in the leadership, one in the regular, and everybody else voted against. So massive rejection of this contract. What now?
Well, you know, I'll meet with my internal negotiating team. We're going to set a meeting probably next week. I don't know. I've not been told what the issues are. Apparently there's a disconnect between the union representation and the membership, because the union representation happily, tentatively agreed to all the articles that we worked through.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what's going on between the representation and the membership, but you know, we're going to stay the course. We're going to exercise good management, good supervision, and we'll keep moving forward and pressing forward. It might eventually wind up in an impasse. You know, we'll meet internally and strategize and see what the next steps are.
Okay.
I know union representation has asked for a meeting in late July. I think that's too far away. If we're going to get this thing done, we need to get it done. It's been too far, too long. And so we're going to ask for a meeting much sooner than that, and we're going to address whatever we can. You know, we're willing to listen. But I will say this: I think the best work product that we have is out there on the table, and I don't foresee a whole lot of room to renegotiate, but we'll see where we go.
Yeah, and I almost wonder if they're not going to look at different leadership. I mean, if the leadership thought this was a good deal and then the membership all said no, I mean, I don't know what that means for the leaders, quite frankly. And, you know, I think, honestly, a selling point to the ECAT folks would be, hey, look how you're taking care of Escambia Fire Rescue, which right now you guys are proposing. You proposed a $9,000 a year supplemental pay bonus to paramedics in ECFR from $6,000 to $15,000. That's on the table today, right?
That is on the table today. That, you know, that's a good thing for the folks in fire, and it's a big achievement. Getting your paramedic certification is not an easy thing to do, and it helps us remain competitive. Both sides, to the east and west of us, and even with the city. So that's a great thing, and it certainly is a benefit to the citizens when we have more paramedic certifications there in fire.
Absolutely. And again, in the category of, like, look at how you take care of your people, or at least try to, you and I have talked many times about the gap in employment within the corrections department, and it's true. We're very, very understaffed there, but you're hiring people. And something you and I talked about was, with this budget surplus of allocated position employee, you know, funding, pay salary, but that you don't have the people, why not take that money and use it somewhere else? And you're using it to give pay increases. So it's not a reduction of 30 positions. It's just a moving of the funding for those positions, since you don't have them hired anyway, right? Is that right?
That is exactly right. Yes, it is. And you know, we've been very aggressive. I have great folks around me, and we strategize all the time. And though we're looking at those things, Stephen Hall's come in. He's been a great help in some of the strategy. And, you know, even with ECAT, you know, it was really the county negotiating team that brought the wage increase to the table. And so, you know, we addressed that on the front end, and then we worked through the rest of the articles. So we're coming up on that time frame again where we look at, you know, we're looking at wages. It's our budget.
Sure.
And our budgetary planning. So we'll see how we move going forward in that.
A couple of things on there that just completely caught me by surprise, because I think they're fascinating. The massive Brent Recreational Facility Athletic Park over on W and Brent Beverly, everything on the south side of the street, and then there's the north side of the street, the northwest corner there, where you have like the football field and the, you know, the stuff connected to that. There's an agenda item to sell the northwest corner property and also property on Brent on the southwest corner, and then move, like, basically get rid of that property from the county's perspective to sell it on the open market, and then to move the football complex entirely to the very other end of the park, all the way down at the south end of the Brent Athletic Complex. What's the motive here? Is it, what does it accomplish? Help me understand, because this is a big change for the folks that use those facilities, especially the football field.
Yeah, it's something that's been looked at and talked about, honestly, for a couple of years that I know of, that a conceptual plan to kind of consolidate all of the activities into one area instead of being divided by Michigan Avenue. It's just something that we think would be good. Michael Rose of the Parks and Recreation Department has an overall plan and a concept for that area. Some of the baseball fields have kind of been underutilized, if you will. And so we're trying to maybe consolidate some of that, revitalize that, and then surplus some of that more marketable property, and then use those funds to build a more up-to-date, a bigger area there for football, and also update some of the baseball fields in there. But it's something that's been looked at for a few years now, but today I think we're going to probably drop that item.
Oh, okay.
There's been some meetings held actually this past week, and so there's a little more input that's coming in, and so we'll probably table that for today and pick it back up at a later meeting.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But I just, like I said, I saw it and I'm like, oh, that would be a huge change. Those arguments make sense to me. I'm just kind of curious what the plan was here, but you said we're going to probably come back with a revised version of this for the future, so we'll look forward to that. An item that we talked about with Commissioner Bender on Friday, two things. One's not on the agenda, one is. The fishing pier replacement, which FEMA is going to take care of, and the sailfish sign, which insurance is going to take care of, full tilt. Apparently there's some repainting of the base structure that's involved, and, we're going to get the contractor who did the second sign. This will be the fourth sign, so they know what they're doing finally. That's going to go out to the street if they approve it today. How much cost is still going to be incurred by the county in doing the core of the steel there? Do you know?
Andrew, I don't know that number right off the top of my head. It'll be as minimal as we can make it. I know that,
sure.
But I'm excited that the sign is coming forth. And we've been through the procurement process. Today is actually awarding the contract to a local company.
Oh, thank you for correcting me. Thank you. Yeah, not bidding it, but actually awarding it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are actually awarding that, and so we're looking forward to that as it comes to fruition. And it'll probably be fall. We'll probably be through the summer before that sign actually goes in place, but it'll be a big deal. It's kind of like the painting of the beach ball, It's
yep.
One of those things that they're iconic landmarks here in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze area, so we're looking forward to getting that sign back online and getting it back in place and functioning.
Absolutely.
And maybe we can
sell the defunct one again, like we sold the parts of the other one. Maybe people will want that as a novelty item. Hey, here's a sign that never worked right. God, there's so much on this list today. One thing I did want to ask you about is the Rustic Acres mobile home site on Palafox, Old Palafox. That's the one that was north of where the concrete crushing facility wanted to go in that area. There's a rezoning application for that site, the mobile home site, and also the woods where the concrete was going to go and didn't. They want to make it, residential. Do you know what the plan is there? I mean, God forbid, I hate to ask it, but are they talking about replacing the mobile home park with houses of people there? I've already had some stress this last couple of weeks. What's going on there?
I'm not 100% sure what their future plans are. I would think it's probably some kind of, maybe townhome, apartment, something development. But I don't know for sure what their plan is. I know those two items were on the agenda last meeting, and they didn't have their legal documents kind of squared away. And so they were dropped. Commissioner Berry recognized that some of the stuff went quite square. So we dropped the item, and they're coming back this week after they squared some things up. But what their actual future plans are, I really could not say 100% what they are.
Okay, and I mean, of course, they own the land. The people who occupy the mobile home park do not own the land. That's the nature of renting. Sometimes, you know, people go in a different direction, and we'll just kind of keep our eyes on what they plan for that. Wes, lots of stuff on the agenda for the morning meeting. I always appreciate you taking time with us every week to kind of tell us what's going on in the county and make people understand their government better. So if they want to show up and comment on something, well, they can. Wes Moreno, he is the interim county administrator and an extraordinarily capable one at that. Thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.